She said her biggest red flag when dating is a heterosexual man.
What's my biggest dating red flag?
Is it being on the DL?
You're on the right track. Okay, this is a huge red flag for me. All right. You know what's so crazy? I was gonna say men. Strike one. You're a man.
Yeah.
And you're heterosexual.
Yeah.
Y'all can't tell me heterosexual men are not under attack. This is what people push. This is what society pushes. This girl said, strike one, that you are a male.
I mean,
strike one. You're a man.
Yeah.
And you're heterosexual.
Yeah.
I seen so many of her female fans online saying, oh, look at men. They're so jealous. They're in an uproar because she has a dating preference. We don't judge you because of your dating preference. You're such a liar and manipulator. Can you guys really listen to what's going on? Like, really, really, is this what you upholding? Really, is this what you pushing? And it's crazy. I know a lot of times men was pushing this whole thing. My girl got a girlfriend. My girl got a girlfriend. So it sounds kind of odd for someone to say you got a problem when she's saying her man got a boyfriend and she proud that her man got a boyfriend. But it's weird, man. This is weird. And I feel like this is different. I'm just really curious to see what people think about this. Like, am I tripping? Please let me know if I'm tripping, because I don't mind self-reflection. I could be tripping. It's possible. But it sounds odd to me. And it feels like this is all strategic. They're picking and choosing who they push because they want to continue to push certain agendas. And it's not just pushing agendas. They're trying to shape and mold your thought processes. Trying to get more and more women to feel like this. Oh, yeah. First strike, you see a masculine man, he's a problem. We all know they try to do this with toxic masculinity, trying to make masculinity a negative. This is the second phase of trying to convince women that you should deal with men who are more feminine. They want men to be more feminine. The more feminine they can get the men, the less you can be protected. You don't understand that you're falling into their trap? Let's go ahead and get all the men. Let's force them to become more feminine, because we can get in the minds of younger adults, younger boys, teenagers, to go ahead and convince them to go this way, because this is what the women are saying they want. Because that's how they got a lot of people. Convince the woman, and they know the men would do what the woman wants to be able to get them. Especially when you are very impressionable as a youth. It's the same mindsets when it goes to the club. Say you can let all the women in for free, and we can charge the men double, triple to get in to compensate for it. Because the men are going to go there for the women. So the more you can get women talking like her, the more you can convince the younger children to be feminine, to be gay. You can't tell me that this is not like some type of social experiment, some type of thing to try to shape and mold the brains of the youth. It's been happening so long, and you can see the stages of it. You can see the first phase of it. You can see the second phase of it. You can see all of it. They say, okay, we done got them used to this. Let's go ahead and kick it up a notch, and let's go ahead and start on the next phase to continue this psyop, to get everyone to do what we want them to do. I don't know if it's population control. I don't know if it's to just be able to make sure they get rid of those protectors, to get rid of those men who are masculine, to get rid of people who are there that can protect the women, or to make the women just turn on the men so they can't have power. But quite honestly, we've seen women in power that are completely abusing it in very wrong ways. But I don't know, man, like, what is the world coming to? What is the world coming to? I mean, people can like what they like. I'm cool with it. I don't got no problem with anyone who's gay. Only thing I got a problem with is people who's gay and then they lie about it. Like, why you got to lie about it? Be real. Be honest. Like, don't fake around people you love, you care about. I got a problem with trans people. If they are not being honest, open with someone, you'll get them to a point where you're about to be sexual. And then, hey, surprise, I got a whole package down here extra for you. You can't get mad at a person if they go straight haywire on you because you brought that on yourself. You should have been upfront from the beginning. Those are the only type of things I have a problem with. I don't have a problem with anything else. I don't have a problem with this young lady Doshi liking women or liking men who are bi. But the only problem is she's saying that the first strike, the first problem with you is that you're heterosexual. That is a problem. Imagine if men were out here saying the first thing I have a problem with is that you're gay. You know you're going to have, you know there's going to be backlash. You probably get someone banned from every platform on earth. But it's okay to attack and say that I have a problem with you if you a heterosexual man. That's a first strike. It don't make no sense. First of all, you a man. That's the problem. She's saying that I got problem with men, period. And I got extra problem with men if they're straight, if they're heterosexual. Like, that is very weird to me. But this is what the industry pushing. This is what they get behind. And this is what they're trying to convince all our other ladies to feel like so they can get to whatever end goal that they're working on. We all know that they've been trying to attack masculinity. And now it's this next phase where they're trying to attack heterosexuality. Trust and believe me, this is just the tip of the iceberg. She's going to be one and there's going to be many more. And her friend is upholding it as well. She even said, her friend even said, oh, I thought you were going to say the red flag is that you're a man. She already felt this way. They already had obviously other conversations where she has a problem with men. And we know if someone was talking like this in reverse, there'd be a lot of turnt noses out there. I'm very interested in hearing you guys' thoughts on this whole thing. Am I tripping about this whole thing? The Highest Point Podcast.